are listening to Opportunity Detroit. You know, June is Home Ownership Month, so we thought it would be a good idea to check in with Shari Williams, the Director of Equitable Neighborhood Planning at Detroit Future City. Shari, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start out, first of all, and just have you explain to our listeners, what exactly is Detroit Future City?
Of course. Detroit Future City is a nonprofit organization. Our goal is to see a more equitable and sustainable city that works for everyone. So we're positioned as a think and do tank, which means we collect data and conduct research on issues facing Detroit and its people. We intend to inform policy and programming that will advance economic equity, and we convene stakeholders across the city and within the region as well to better coordinate and align our efforts to collectively work towards advancing economic equity in Detroit.
So since June is Home Ownership Month, we thought it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about that with you. What is the situation with regard to home ownership for Detroiters?
Yeah, wonderful question. So Detroit, first, let me start here. Home ownership has long been an indicator of economic stability. Across our country, it's a goal among many families to attain home ownership. And so we see that when it comes to economic equity, we see it as an indicator of economic stability as well. It's an opportunity to build wealth and transfer that wealth down to family members. But what we're seeing in Detroit is 20 percentage points lower rates of home ownership in comparison to the region.
Wow.
And that's huge to us. We see that as a huge challenge, particularly since the city of Detroit is made up mostly of people of color, right? And so that's where we really see that economic inequity. And so we want to lift the importance of home ownership. We want to celebrate where there are successful stories of home ownership and raise awareness to hopefully increase home ownership among Detroiters across the board.
So how can you do that? What are some of the steps that need to be taken?
That's a wonderful question. So at Detroit Future City, because we're positioned as a think and do tank, we collect our data. We put that data out through storytelling, through social media, through publications, and we're convening practitioners across the city to really think strategically around ways that we can foster home ownership, push this message forward, continue to tell the story. So this month, what we did, we used our convening power to partner with agencies that were doing work around home ownership. So Project Reach, for example, we partnered with them, and we were a part of a team that held a home buyer fair this month. There were over 600 attendees at that fair. It was amazing. During that event, participants were able to learn more about resources in the city for down payment assistance, home buyer education programs, and just really be engaged around what the process entails around home ownership. And then last week, also partnered with the Michigan Civil Rights Office for the Fair Housing event, where we talked about equitable housing initiatives and really lifted up the importance of having fair housing practices, both for renters and home buyers and homeowners. And then June 18th, Detroit Future City held Juneteenth and Home Buyer Month celebration. And we went on tours and we actually showed residents and practitioners what affordable home ownership could look like. We highlighted various examples of projects in the Osborne neighborhood, Osborne community, and the Morningside community to really lift up not only the importance of home ownership, but where there are opportunities for themselves, or if you were a practitioner, for your organization to really push opportunities for people to attain home ownership.
So what are some of the barriers to home ownership for people in Detroit?
Yeah, That's a big one. There are so many challenges for potential home buyers. Many of them are tied to affordability. And I think anything I can point to, it would go right back to affordability. But in Detroit, Detroiters' median household incomes, they remain low in comparison to those in our region. And what we see is many in the region, we're seeing almost double the household median household income than what we see for Detroiters. So right there, that's already one challenge that sure. Detroiters are faced with, right? But then you think about, okay, we need to go through the process and you need to have down payment for purchasing a home. Tied right back to affordability. It makes it challenging for people to access that funds. And sometimes you even feel almost kind of pushed back from being able to step into that opportunity. Another thing is housing stock. There are many homes, but many of the homes, particularly in Detroit, need repair and they need work, right? And so I tie that right back to affordability as well. You may be able to attain an affordable home, but then you may not have the funds to invest in it to really bring that home up to your desires. And so many of those challenges are what we're seeing potential home buyers struggle with when wanting to attain home ownership.
The other part of the problem likely is it's kind of daunting to go through this process, right? Some people just may think to themselves, oh, this is too much work. I'm just going to rent.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I can even speak from a personal experience.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
I wanted to quit so many times. I'm just being honest. And I do think that's where, you know, having these community anchors are just so important. You have like Wayne Metro, for example, you know, just one example of an organization that is connecting with residents directly to provide home ownership training, the education and support. You know, I totally agree. It is a daunting process. It can be a daunting process, should I say.
Absolutely. So Detroit Future City is really working hard to come up with ways and to encourage people to at least look into the idea of buying a home, because once you're into the home, it's way cheaper to actually own the home than it is to keep throwing all that rent money away, basically.
I agree. And, you know, I will say we also recognize at Detroit Future City that home ownership may not be for everyone.
That's
Some people
true.
Just
right.
really prefer to rent, and that's okay. You have that right to make that decision. We really want to see a city where everybody are able to meet their unique needs, right? We want to see people being able to prosper and make those decisions in a way where they can still flourish and just really enjoy their life. So while we do push for home ownership, we see it as an opportunity for economic stability. We recognize it's not for everyone. Everyone doesn't desire it, but we still want to see that everyone is able to still maintain their life and thrive in Detroit.
So what you're basically saying, Shari, is don't shy away from it. Don't think you can't do it. Look into all of these great options because they're out there.
Yes, definitely.
Shari Williams, Director of Equitable Neighborhood Planning at Detroit Future City, thank you for your time today and thank you for the encouragement. It was great talking to you.
It was great talking to you as well, Anne. Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, we've got a great story about autonomous vehicles making a difference for the elderly and disabled in Detroit. We'll be right back after these messages.